In a world saturated with podcasts, Two Brothers, One Bible stands out as an intriguing addition to the audio landscape.
Ooh, that was good.
What do you think about that?
That's good.
I don't have any idea what that means.
No.
Welcome to Two Brothers, One Bible podcast.
We are so grateful that you joined us today.
And welcome back to another exciting episode of Two Brothers, One Bible podcast. I'm Robert Wakefield.
And I'm Peter Searson.
Peter, tell me how you're doing today.
I'm doing well.
And your reflection on our podcast so far.
It's been a great journey.
It has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we were just looking at the people the who's, but the where's.
Where?
Of where they're listening from.
And it's a lot of places around the country.
It is, yeah.
And we love that. Thank you so much for listening to Two Brothers, One Bible podcast. And please share this with all your friends, family, neighbors, and anybody else you can think of.
Yeah, otherwise it's just you and I talking to each other.
Well, and that's fine too.
Well, it is. I've enjoyed it. So, yeah. But it is nice to know that others are listening as
that's
well.
That's exactly right. And we've told you many times, and we're going to tell you again, please send us your favorite Mount Rushmore Bible verses. There's four faces on Mount Rushmore, so we would like to know what your favorite Bible verses are that you would put on your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
And you can send those to us to Two Brothers, One Bible, and that's all one word, T-W-O Brothers, O-N-E, Bible, at gmail.com.
Yeah. You know, someone told me, you know, when they heard the concept, the four Mount Rushmore, they said, well, of course, John 3:16 is on there. And I said, oh, no, it's not. And they said, well, it should be. It ought to be. But I really think the verses we chose reflect the gospel of John 3:16. But we chose them for different reasons.
We did. We chose them for different reasons. And I talked to one of the members here, and that was theirs.
Yeah.
And they said that's one of mine. And it's a great one.
It's a great verse when we all know it. So
we all know it. We all love it. And it's so true. And so with that in mind, we decided we would transition and go from the Mount Rushmore series that we're going to keep coming back to. And we're going to talk about 1 John.
I love 1 John.
Oh, I do too.
You know, it's being a pastor, my image of John, especially in these later years, is picture an old man, you know, like me, in a large, comfortable chair, and with people, you know, kids sitting on the arms of the chair, and people crowd around. And John is saying, let me tell you a story.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like grandpa. And it's not that he's telling, you know, life as a child. He's saying, let me tell you about Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's just so warm and inviting. And 1 John, what makes it so appealing is I mean, he's thought about this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of had this just ruminate in his mind of those days with Jesus, those years, the things that Jesus said, you know, and so it's just, you know, it's kind of this crock pot mentality where it's just, he's just giving his best of his best here in 1 John.
Oh, yeah. And I like the way that you said that, because I've never thought of John said, everybody gather around here.
Yeah.
John's got a story.
Well, in fact, they say that in church history that he got to the place where they would lead him. He couldn't see. Mm-hmm. And then he was really feeble, but they would bring him to church. And, you know, in those days it was like underground and so secretive, and they would bring him. And he would tell the story of Jesus.
Yeah.
And you know, they could have heard it last week, but it's like, tell us again, John.
Yeah, tell us again. Tell us the story again about when Jesus walked on the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a neat thing to see, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah. I like that a lot. I like that. So we're going to be into 1 John.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the first three verses. Is that what you...
Let's try and do that. It may be too much, but we'll see if we can do it.
All right. So in 1 John, the very first verse, it says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. Can we keep reading?
Yeah.
Okay. The life appeared, we have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
Wow. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of the things about John is John thought differently. Mm-hmm. You know, we had the four Gospels, mm-hmm. And we call the first three synoptic Gospels.
Okay.
And you can even buy parallel Gospels. And what they'll do is they'll look at the first three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And they don't include John because John treats his theology very differently.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that because in the Gospel, you know, here Matthew starts with the birth, Mark starts with the baptism, and Luke starts with the birth. And where does John go? The beginning.
He goes to the beginning of time.
Yeah. So for him, Jesus didn't start in Bethlehem.
Mm-mm.
Jesus started in Genesis 1:1.
All the way back to the beginning.
Really? I mean, so mm-hmm. he really established, and that's what he's doing here in 1 John. He's kind of taking John chapter 1 of the gospel, and he's putting it into these first three or four verses in his gospel. He's just summarizing that chapter for mm-hmm. us.
Now, who, because I don't remember, who did he write this for? He wrote this letter to who? Do you remember?
Primarily, I think just to the churches, I would.
Okay. It wasn't going to a specific group. I did not remember that. And
no,
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Well, you did. I feel awkward now.
It was just a question that popped in my head. It does not matter.
Well, you know, but it does. I mean, we should probably check that out for the next time. But, you know, we'll get to this in verse 4, but writing wasn't something easy. You know, you and I take writing so easy. We you know, mm-hmm. You get a laptop, you type in your phone. I mean, we write things all the time. That wasn't easy practice back then.
No.
And so you think about having to get the materials to write it down, to preserve it. And then you think about the number of people that could read and write. You know, so why am I putting this down? And he'll tell us in verse 4 why it's important for him to write this down. And aren't we glad he did?
Oh, we're so glad he did that. So he again, there in verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes. Can you imagine talking to one of the apostles?
Right.
And they were eyewitnesses
mm-hmm.
to everything that Jesus did. I can't imagine what they felt like being said, you know, I actually saw that.
Right.
It's kind of like when you see a great event taking place, you know, an Olympic champion. Or remember, we all remember, well, those of us that were old enough, the 1980 Olympics.
Okay.
When the hockey team beat Russia.
Yep.
That was a huge moment.
Sure.
You know? And we remember that. And here is John saying, you know, I actually saw him.
Yeah, kind of, Robert, but I think let's take it a step further. Okay. He's not saying I was in the stands watching the hockey players in 1980.
Right.
He's saying I was on the ice.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's saying I didn't just – he says three things. He says, you know, we heard.
Mm-hmm.
I sat there and heard him tell parables.
Mm-hmm.
I heard him share these sermons. I heard this. Then he's saying, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would say, well, why does he say that again? Because he says, I looked or I saw. And what it means is to intently gaze. And so sometimes we see things casually. Well, I saw that. And then mm-hmm. it's like, I studied that. I looked at it. I memorized it, you know. And so, and then he's saying, I handled it. I touched it.
Right.
You know, that's one of the things Jesus says after the resurrection. Go ahead, touch me. Put your hands in my side. Put your hands, you know, in the holes of the palms of my hands,
mm-hmm.
you know. Touch me. But, you know, it's more than that. Have you watched any of the Chosen?
Oh, yeah. Love
you
it.
Know, I love the way Jesus is playful with the disciples. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the way I picture Jesus is, you know, they probably wrestled each other on the beach and they played tricks on each other. Mm-hmm. And so they handled Jesus. They touched Jesus. There was no denying that Jesus was God incarnate.
Right. Oh, yeah. The Chosen has done an excellent job of showing the humanity side of Jesus, yeah. I think.
And that's exactly what John is pointing out, mm-hmm. is the humanity of Jesus. He really was God's Son.
And verse 2, it says, the life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. Mm-hmm. Oh, just mentioning that not only did he see it, but he is testifying to it that he saw it. We believe the eyewitness accounts of these 12 or the apostles.
Yeah.
And so if we didn't believe what they said and if they didn't have the proof, our faith, where would it be right now?
That's what he's saying. He said, Jesus, this is the evidence because mm-hmm. we saw it, we heard it, we touched it, we examined it. And so he is submitting it as evidence and proof to us as well.
Okay. So what else did you want to talk about in verse 2? Is there?
Well, it reflects what he did again in chapter 1 of mm-hmm. the gospel when he said in John 1:18 that Jesus came and he tabernacled or dwelt among us.
Okay.
You know, and literally it means he came and he pitched his tent. And so I just love that image you know, God, you know, decided to send Jesus here, left the glory and splendor of heaven to dwell with us. You know, why?
Why? Why would you leave the glory of the Father?
Right.
And come down to this earth to be poor?
Yeah.
You know, it just came down and just to be a human.
Right. Yeah. Even a rich human would still be a demotion.
It would be a step down, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, like you say, he was born poor. Mm-hmm. He didn't have any, you know, money or he wasn't had any stature. Mm-hmm. But then it gets worse. You know, he was hated, he was despised, he was crucified, he was spat upon, you know.
Yeah.
And he says, I'll go, Father. And the reason he wants to go is because he loves us so much.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's incredible, that kind of love.
Yeah.
And no wonder people pick John 3:16. For God
right.
so loved the world.
Yeah.
That he sent his
yeah.
only son. Yeah. So that certainly makes a lot of sense here. So then in verse 3, we proclaim that to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us.
You know, I love that word fellowship. You know, we're Baptists. So, you know, anything, you know, fellowship is equating with potluck for us. You know, that's the way we look at it. But fellowship is really, it's got a bigger word. It can almost mean partnership. Mm-hmm. It means to enjoy, to share. The way I think about fellowship is when a guest comes to your house and they want something to drink or eat, they don't even ask. They know where everything is.
Right.
And that's the word fellowship here, is we get to fellowship. Because of what Jesus did, we get to fellowship with the Father.
Isn't that a great picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
You know, and I don't want to take it to the point that we're on equal par with God. We're not.
Mm-mm.
But because we have rights and privileges as an adopted son or daughter, we have full access to the kitchen.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's exactly, that's a great point. That's yeah. a great point. I love the word fellowship there. And I'm like you. I automatically think of our potlucks that yeah. we have. But it is more than that. It's a time for sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time for sharing. It's a time for laughing. It's a time for being around people who you love.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, fellowship is, you know, we tease about the the potluck dinners and stuff, but it's really more, it's sitting down and being as a family.
Yeah. You know, I've heard someone say, you know, two fellows in one ship, you know, it's close quarters and to get anywhere, you got to cooperate.
You got to cooperate. Right.
But it is, it's that casual, laid back, just being comfortable. And that's what John says we get to do with the Father. And it's just mind-boggling mm-hmm. that the God who spoke creation to existence wants to spend time with me.
Us. Yeah.
You know? Why?
Why? That's a great question. Can you believe we are already out of time?
No, I can't.
We're going to pick this up. We'll pick up right there.
Okay.
I guess we're what? Is that verse 3?
Yeah.
We'll pick up in verse 3 in our next podcast. But please, tell all your friends about Two Brothers, One Bible podcast. We would love to hear from you. Our email address is twobrothersonebible. We kept it simple.
At gmail.com.
Yeah, we kept it simple. twobrothersonebible@gmail.com. It's all spelled out. So send us any questions, any comments that you may have. We would love to hear from you. And I'm Robert Wakefield.
I'm Peter Searson.
And we're Two Brothers, One Bible podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless. We just want to thank everyone for listening to today's podcast. We really do appreciate it. And Peter, we have a special announcement that we would like to make.
That's right, Robert. We want to invite everyone to come to New Song Praise Fest in Columbia, Tennessee on May the 4th. This is an all-day Christian music festival, and we would love for you to come and enjoy the day.
Oh, that's right. And Praise Fest has 5 acts coming this year, including Rhett Walker. And closing the night out will be the former lead singer of Third Day, Mac Powell.
Boy, sounds good. Well, consider this your personal invitation to be with us at New Song Praise Fest on Saturday, May the 4th.
And for tickets and all other information that you may need, visit newsongpraisefest.com.